Pickaxe.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
You all return to the table that Rosemeadow has prepared. You've all had snacks and drinks and everything else.
Yep.
And this then apple pie is actually, this apple crumble is lovely. I've never had it before.
Oh, glad you like it.
Considering you can't, taste any of these things.
Howard's been teaching me about ratios. See, taste is, when something tastes nice, it means you've got the right amount of sugar and apples in there. So if I just follow what Howard tells me, it should taste okay.
Howard's a great teacher, and you're a great student.
Thank you.
I love it.
Oh, well, eat up as there's loads.
Would you like the warm bowl?
Yes, I would.
There it is. Oh. It still has the bit of crummies in there, but there you go.
So nice.
How is everybody else's Erois characters feel? That's what Ayla's been doing.
She's been drawing
with
a lot
shovel,
of...
With the shovel.
I drew Ayla killing Starbane with a shovel. And she wrote Starpoo instead of Starbane because...
Nice.
Your art is really coming along in leaps and bounds, Ayla. I'm so proud of you.
I think so. Did you see the dead goblins?
I did. Yes.
Oh, they're really good.
Yeah.
That looks a bit like Smeek.
Did you kill Smeek?
I didn't kill him, but he's very dead.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. Smeek's dead.
He's very dead.
How's Quill doing?
I'm like going over the numbers. I'm like stamina plus four. Wait, so what's my stamina if I have plus four stamina? Stamina plus four?
Rosemary's like, it's your body. What's your body die?
Four bodies.
So four plus four, so it's eight.
I have eight stamina bodies. Lovely.
That's twice
stamina
as much as me.
Points.
Mm. Stamina points.
And I already lost all of mine.
Oh yeah, you have zero body stamina.
I have three now.
You have three now, yes. Because Quasar had some lovely baked treats. Mm-hmm. And you had but I think that maybe because you had to rest, an hour or 2 hours has gone by. And so it's approaching the afternoon, okay?
Oh,
you've spent
dark.
Some time.
Brief rest.
It's not getting dark yet. It's not getting dark yet.
Could I, in that time, had a conversation with Matthew, just figuring out our rota for next week, because I really don't want to work too many hours.
Yeah, that's fair.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'd like to clock off a little bit earlier next week, if possible.
As long as it doesn't go into the dark, then I'm okay. If it's during the day, then that should be okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Dargle would like to speak to Matthew and say, I would like to take my son out to the party.
We're going to
Thursday.
A party?
We're going to a party.
Oh, exciting.
Seriously?
Yes. And he can't work on...
Is this a business meeting or is it actually just a party?
Are you Lucius right
Sorry,
now?
Sorry,
I think
Althea
is,
says that.
No, I think Lucius genuinely wants to go to a party.
Oh, no, I know Lucius does.
I'm Althea.
Oh, you're Althea. He can't work on tomorrow.
That's my father.
You weren't supposed to tell him. It was a surprise party.
I'd like to cover it up, please.
Well, you've already said it now, I'm afraid.
Now he knows. You've ruined the scroll.
It's okay.
That's so typical of you, husband. You ruined everything.
Please don't argue in front of me.
Why are you always getting on my
I can't handle the stress.
Anyway, so...
You always argue.
I hit them with a shovel.
No. Keep it together, Rosemary. Keep it together. It's just like that time. So anyway, the woods stretch out before you, and the dark looming woods. No, they're not dark. They're just normal woods, and they loom before you. But you know that somewhere in the center of the woods, to the west, is this wizard's tower, and you need to find it so that you can have a lovely festival and see the stars as for the Star Garden Winter Festival.
That's the festival I was talking. That's the party. There's no other party.
Oh, yes, because he's trying to trick me. But I know, because Mum already said that you ruined it.
Oh, well done.
This is my fault? You're going to pin this on me?
I covered it up with the festival thing, and it's
all right. I think Matthew's going to cover my hours when you take me to the surprise party,
no
which
surprise.
You spoiled for me.
I didn't. I am so confused.
Thanks, Matthew.
That's okay.
Also, I hope you're not dead.
I think I've had some lovely baked goods from Quasar, so I'm okay.
Great. Mm. Please don't die, because I need that time with my dad.
I will try. I'll try not to, so you can not work tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not just your dad, but your mum as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mum.
Thank you.
Where are we?
You're on the other side of the river, and the woods are in front of you, before you, and the wizard's tower is somewhere in those woods.
I would like to say, as Dargle, let's go.
Okay.
Oh, you should climb a tree.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do I know the way?
Well, yeah, there are plenty of trees, but maybe climbing a tree will help you get a better vantage point to find your way.
Dad, climb on my head.
I would like to climb on his head.
Okay, and then
I'll hold
climb
you up.
A tree?
Yes,
I'm helping
the tree.
Him up.
Okay.
The tree.
All right, well, I'll make it easier because Arvia is helping you, but this is going to be your body die because it's climbing, but because you're so good at climbing
He's
with
so
your talent, you get to roll your talent
He's
as well.
Very, very good at climbing.
D4 and D6.
You okay. should see my dad climbing, Matthew. It's extraordinary.
I'm excited. I mean, we're about to.
We are about to. You might want to draw this.
I'll stand back so he doesn't... So something doesn't happen to me, so you can have your day off.
Yes, do not die.
Okay, I'll try.
Because it's important.
Okay, I'll stand
Watch
back.
This. A six.
Six, that's great. Yeah, so Dargle climbs up onto Arvia and then up onto a tree, and you scramble up and climbing up into the branches, and you get a great vantage point looking across the tree, and you think you can see in the distance, maybe a couple of hours travel by foot, you can see... just the tip of a stone tower, and you pretty sure you're gonna know the way, but you also see, because you did so well, that further down the road, you can see what appear to be three strange bark-covered creatures who appear to be throwing rocks at each other and hitting each other with sticks. And they are on the path that leads to the tower.
Now, how does this work? Do I have to say what you just said to me? Does everyone else know this?
Oh, nobody else knows that except your character.
Well, I know it because you just said it.
No, but your characters don't know it because you weren't up the tree and didn't see it. So you have to pretend that your characters don't know what I just said and wait for Quill's character to tell you what he's seen.
What does that mean, Nova? I don't...
Huh? I wasn't paying attention. I was working out.
Hey, everybody.
Right.
I'm in a tree right now.
You did a really good job. Look how high you are.
Oh, I'm so high up right now. I see the tip of a stone tower in the distance, like she said earlier.
Yes.
And also I see three... Sorry? Did you say something?
No, you speak, Dad. Sorry, you go first.
Oh, three bark creatures in the distance, too.
With the sticks.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm in a tree.
You are, Dad. Look at you, Dad!
I'd like to get down from the tree.
Okay, I won't make you do a roll for that, because I think that's easier than going up.
I do a roll?
No,
roll out the tree.
Rolling the dice.
Oh, I'd like to not roll out the tree.
That's okay, yeah, you do that.
I land, he catches me.
Okay,
yes.
Sure.
Yes, I catch him.
Okay, great.
Father.
Son.
I place him on the floor.
Okay.
How tall am I?
You're a dwarf, so you're probably not super tall.
Is he much taller than me?
I think he probably would be.
Because I'm very tall. I'm so tall I bump my heads on things.
I'm
halfway between you
so
both.
I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
He inherited that from me.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
My son.
My mother.
I'm so proud of
Mummy,
him.
Mummy, mum.
Sonny, son.
This is us son. And you're my dad.
Mm-hmm. I love my family so much.
This is so sweet.
Don't die, Matthew.
I'll try not
to. Stay alive.
I'll try.
Don't tear this family apart, Matthew.
I'll try.
I need those hours back.
There's a lot of pressure on Matthew.
So Matthew and Araya, what do you guys want to do?
We should probably stay well away from the bark people so Matthew doesn't die.
Very smart. That's very smart. I didn't think of that.
Well, if you want to try and sneak past them, you can try and sneak past them.
Okay.
But that means everybody has to make a roll.
Okay.
Okay.
I can make rolls.
If everyone wants to,
as in like bread rolls. Uh-huh. As a baker, I can make bread rolls.
Uh huh. I'm talking about rolling the dice.
Oh.
Which one is
so it? So when I say make a roll, this is going to be your body because it's physical. It's sneaking. But Matthew, you get to use your stealthy talent.
Yeah.
So you get to roll that.
Okay.
And everybody has to make a body roll to be stealthy.
Okay.
Now, if you think that your job or if you think that any of your talents would apply, you can make a case for that.
I got an 8.
Okay. So that's a success for Araya.
A win.
What did...
How stealthy is a horse and cart?
Well, that depends on how well you roll.
Uh-huh. 3.
Okay, that's a failure, unfortunately. So the horse and cart, that's unfortunately, it's just not, you're not very good at it. The horse and cart is making lots of noise, but we have one success, one failure. Huh. Quasar.
I have a rolling pin.
Uh-huh. Talking about dice rolls.
It's got the word roll in it.
Uh-huh. Dice roll. Roll the dice.
Two.
That's a failure. Mm. What about Arvia?
I got a 5.
A 5?
And also, I can do stationary, which means anytime they look at me, I'm going to be very still.
Okay. Do you want to roll that one now as well and see if you get higher?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I got a 4.
Oh, that's the maximum on the dice. So now you get to roll a 6-sided dice and see if you get any higher.
I got a 5.
Okay, so you got a 5 on both. That's good. That's a success. So we have 2 failures and 2 successes.
They aren't failures. Sorry, well, Rosemeadow. They're not failures, are they? Right?
They failed at being sneaky, but they're not failures as people.
No, because they would never disappoint me.
Sentry is not sneaky a lot of the time, but we think that she's great. So no. I think that it's probably okay, right?
Yeah. Anyway, Matthew, what did you get?
I got a 5.
Okay. In that case, between all of you, you are, even though Quasar and Dargle do make a little bit of noise, the rest of you manage to help your friends, and you tiptoe through the woods,
son.
And you're sneaky.
Not friends. Son.
Family. Okay.
Yeah. Husband.
It's getting a little weird. And you sneak your way, and you can see these three creatures. And now that you get closer to them, you can see that these are wood trolls. And they're covered in bark and moss, and they pick up a rock, and one of them throws the rock at another one, and it hits them in the chest, and they go, oh! And then they pick up the rock, and they throw it to another one of their friends, oh! And then they get hit, and they seem to be throwing this rock at each other, but they don't notice you. And you can sneak by if you'd like.
Can we hit them? Because I have a shovel.
I'm not sure that's
a good idea. And I can hit them in the face.
Because then Matthew's going to be spotted and he's going to die.
But I'd hit them before they.
There's 3 of them,
Matthew.
Though.
Oh, she could take them out.
Uh-huh.
So I know that in real life, wood trolls, when they do this with the rock and the stick, it's actually a game and it's kind of like a bonding exercise.
Oh.
But then would I know that?
That's really weird because wood trolls aren't a thing in Erois, but they are in this game. But that is actually exactly what they're doing
in
the game.
Well, there's a similar kind of troll. But like, would my character know that if I know that in real life?
No. But you could make a roll to see if you know that as your character.
What kind of roll would that be?
That'd be mind.
Bread roll, okay. 4.
Oh, so that's the maximum. So you get to try it with the D6 and see if you get higher.
6.
You get to roll a D8 and see if you get higher.
8.
You get to roll a 10 and see if you get higher.
7.
Oh, 7. Well, 8 was the highest. That was amazing, Nova. But yeah, so your character, so Quasar does know that these are wood trolls and that they are playing a game. But obviously being wood trolls, they're very, very strong and they don't know how much stronger they are. So if you were to play the game with them, it might be quite painful, but that would be a great way to become friends with them.
Okay. son and husband.
Yes.
Hello. Wood trolls.
Yes.
And they are playing a game. A fun game. But the problem with wood trolls is they don't know how strong they are. You know, like that child, that girl from down the road near us, and sometimes she hits you a bit too hard. She doesn't know how strong she is, but
was
she's playing
the,
you.
Was that in the jousting tournament?
No, I'm talking about in the Rose Meadows game, not
Right. Well, Rosamund's not introduced that character.
I was expanding the lore.
Oh, I see.
I didn't read your backstory.
No, I should have.
Son, do you remember that time you played with root trolls?
No. The girl.
Do I remember that?
I'm expanding.
I guess you do. Yeah, sure.
And you made friends with.
I need to check the rules.
You made friends with three wood trolls, and they look just like those ones. Do you remember that?
Oh yes, that's right. And these are my best friends.
They're best friends.
Oh, okay. I think you have to spend friendship points to do this, but okay, no, we'll say yeah. No, I don't want to say no. So yes, they're your friends, and you know that these friends, they have names. Oh. They're called Merc, Burke, and Girk.
Well, I stand proudly in front of my friends, and I say, "Hello, friends, who are trolls." Not that that matters.
No,
it's fine. I don't need. I am Arvaya.
Yeah.
They are my friends.
They look over at you and they kind of grunt. They go, "Oh, friend." And they point at you.
Yes.
But that means that they're going to play with you, Arvaya. So can you roll a body die for me?
Oh.
Be careful.
Wait.
It's your birthday tomorrow.
It is. I got a 5.
Oh, I rolled.
I could be very still.
I don't, you could roll that, but I don't think it's going to help you.
Can I take his place so we get to birthday tomorrow?
No, because he already said he was doing this.
Okay.
So you got a 5.
Mm.
So you're going to take 3 points of stamina damage because they throw their big rock at you thinking that you're because you're their friend, they're going to play with you. And they throw this big heavy rock and it hits your chest.
I should know better. You should know that I'm not as strong as you because we're friends. We've gone back years.
Why don't you roll heart? Because you're being quite forceful, because you're a guard, you can re-roll this if it's low.
Oh, okay. 5.
Do you want to? You can re-roll it and
I'd
see
like
if you get
to
higher.
I'd like to re-roll it.
Of course. If not, you have a 5.
6.
6. Okay, so I think with a 6, they kind of realize their mistake.
Why would you
do this
to me?
Trolls aren't very smart, and so they go, "Oh, sorry."
Well, Girk, I know you're like this. I can't believe you throw that in front of Burke.
Burke would never throw that at me. Burke, no. Burke told you not throw. Me bad. Sorry. Well, oh, poor friend.
All right.
And they pat you on the head.
Have you met my parents before? I think we used to play together, but this is my mother, Quasar, and this is my father, Dagon.
Dargle.
Hello,
I'm Dargle.
We trolls.
I can see that.
We trolls.
I'm trying to get the voice right.
Once you get to know them, they're very nice trolls.
I don't get to hit them with the shovel.
No, they're...
play game. You want hit?
I want to hit them with the shovel, though.
They come over to Arya and they kind of tap their chest, bam, 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 and then they say, "Play, you hit, we hit."
I hit.
You hit.
I hit.
Okay, so you roll the body die.
Okay.
And then I'll roll their body, but they're very strong, so they get a bonus. Oh, dear. No, you should roll. It'll be fine.
What does that mean?
It's fine.
Oh, no. Can I use lucky?
Yes, you can use that 4. You can use that 3 more times.
Oh, I only got 3.
Use lucky again.
Oh.
I could use lucky again.
You can only use it once per roll.
Oh.
That's in the book.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
That's in the rule book. Okay, so you hit them, and it seems to just kind of bounce off their chest. You hit them as hard as you can with the shovel, and he goes, "Ho-ho, tickles!" And then they hit you back, and so you need to roll your body die again.
Oh, no. Oh, be careful.
Oh, it's cocked.
What does that mean?
3. I use lucky?
You could. Yeah, this is a different roll.
No.
Oh.
So 3 was the highest. Oh dear. You take 9 points of stamina damage.
I died.
No, you're not dead. They just knock you out.
Yeah,
so,
I died.
So you hit them with a shovel.
Am I done now?
No. You can rest and come back, but it's just you're knocked unconscious. The troll says something like, "You hit good," and then they hit you with a stick, and it knocks you out. Because they're strong.
That's
I rolled really high. I didn't mean to roll that high.
We're trying to go on an adventure.
I know, but
no, I'm speaking to Gurk.
I used their
Gurk,
stats
Rose
from.
Middle.
Oh, sorry.
This is our Vala speaking to
yes.
Gurk.
Sorry,
why would you do that?
Play.
No,
play a game.
That's not play. That's knocking somebody out.
But
so
but
I'm out.
Small
no.
one hit Burke. Burke hit back. Game.
It's too strong.
Oh,
we help. Carry friend, where go? Yes.
No, oh. you can leave me. I will doodle.
No, we can bring you back just like with Matthew.
Yeah, Quasar. I got any snacks?
Yeah, I've got three more snacks.
Quasar, my love, feed her.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
that was weird.
It's part of the character.
It was lovely. I like that.
I don't really feel comfortable.
Well, if it makes Lucius happy,
is this what it feels like to be one of you guys?
What?
When you get knocked over.
You guys do get knocked over a lot.
Yes, it's,
I mean,
it's not as nice as that.
But I can
much
still talk
painful.
To you because it's not really me that got hit.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So Quasar, you can use one of your baked treats.
A little
and
bit.
Then you can regain 3 points of stamina. So you have 3 points instead of zero.
Okay.
Okay. So, but the trolls pick up Araya, and they'll carry Araya until she's better. But they say to the rest of you, where go?
Oh, we would like to go to the wizard's tower to buy a spell, please.
Wizard?
Yes.
We know wizard. We take.
Well,
wizard, not like trolls, though.
Oh.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I have money.
Okay.
I'll buy it.
Okay.
The scroll spell. The spell scroll. From the wizard.
The trolls look very confused.
What? How is he different?
Wizard, like tower. Trolls break tower sometime. By accident.
So wizards don't like you?
Yeah.
You can just leave us.
We, okay. You know what? Me show way?
Point.
That way.
Okay, I saw it from the tree. I was up in a tree and I saw it in the distance.
Cool.
Just beyond where you were, and now I just need to keep going because I'm...
Okay.
I have a horse and cart, so I can just...
Okay.
I know the way. Don't follow us, because if the wizard sees you, he probably doesn't get on with you if you keep breaking towers.
By accident.
Doesn't matter.
Accident, friend. Accident.
Yeah, no, you almost killed her.
No.
Book over airship accident.
No, there's no killing.
I really feel
there's
like no I'm killing. Getting into this character.
Anyway, so the trolls will leave you alone if you want them to, and then they'll point in the direction of the tower.
Now,
great.
Is the wizard going to be mad at me because I am best friends with these trolls?
You don't know until you meet them.
He wouldn't know, though.
He wouldn't know unless he's killed
a
secret.
Because he doesn't know you, because we don't know him, so he doesn't know you.
Yes, but the wizard could be like, you know, I don't want to say it, because obviously it's not in this world, but, you know, the big S, and constantly monitoring and looking.
Why, Starbane's in this game?
No. I wouldn't put no. We don't have stinky Starman.
This wizard could be snooping on us this whole time. And maybe from birth.
I think it's a part of the game.
And maybe has seen me talking to trolls.
I think it's a part of the game where we expand the universe anyway. So, hey, son, do you remember that time you made friends with that wizard over there?
I do.
And he knows you so well and said to you one day, what's your name? Arvia, next time you need a spell scroll, I'll give it to you for free.
Oh, this isn't in the adventure.
It's all suddenly coming back to me now.
He was really kind and we had him over for dinner that one time.
Yeah, that's
and
right. I invited him to your party too.
Araya, a sword.
No. Okay, yeah. No, that's fine. Yep.
Is that how this game works?
I don't think so, but I don't want to say no because I want you all to have fun.
Oh,
so
look,
yes.
Look over there. Look over there, he is.
Oh, would you
play
look
along.
At that?
And he has a sword that he will give to Araya. Oh! Yeah.
But but as you approach, it's just an illusion of the wizard.
He says that wasn't magic.
He can't see magic.
I can't see magic.
Magic.
I can't see magic.
Oh, okay.
So you didn't see it, yes. And the illusion says to everyone that can see them, and it's a little halfling man, wizard, And he says, and you would know, if you were friends with him, you would know that this is Howard the Marvelous. And Howard says...
Oh, we know him.
Hang on. How would I do his voice? Here, by gum. Hello. It's me, Howard.
Wow, it's just like Howard's here.
And, oh, my friend. I'm trapped in my tower. An evil spirit has trapped me inside. You should come and help me, and I'll be very grateful.
Oh, well, it just so happens that I'm best friends with this spirit, and I just need to ask him to leave, because...
Well, that's good. Come to the tower and say that.
Rosemary. Well, it just so happens...
Can I hear magic?
We did say that you could only not see magic, didn't we?
Yes.
So I guess you can, yeah.
Okay, I scream.
Okay.
Because I have no idea what this is.
I guess that's true, yeah.
Dargle screams. In Savonin.
Oh, okay. He screams.
Oh,
That probably wakes Arira.
Oh, you're welcome. You're awake now.
Oh, I didn't know I wasn't. Sorry, I've not passed out before. So.
I've not passed out before. You have technically once, nearly.
Yeah.
That was RP. Not properly.
It looks like my husband's having one of his funny turns.
Oh, it's Mother, because Father cannot see the illusion, because he cannot see magic.
I'm so terrified right now, because I cannot see where this illusion is coming from, but I can hear it.
That's a point. Because your quirk is causing you problems, you do get another friendship gem.
See, I know how to play this game.
Oh, well.
But the illusion is just over there.
Oh, you're right.
Not that you can see it, but I'm just... That's where it currently is.
It looks when like...
Why don't we go to the tower?
Spirit is hurt so bad. Please come and help me, friend.
Because Howard's there. Howard.
I would never be friends with an evil spirit that hurts Howard the Magnificent, who's also my friend.
Something has happened that has made that so. Please come help.
Right. Well, we should get to it.
We go help.
We go and help.
Go and help.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, look what I found. Swords and armor.
Well, where would...
good, yeah.
There's no reason that you would be able to find them here, though, Quill.
But I don't understand this game.
Well, there has to be a reason. Like, if it's you know, you're in the middle of a woods, why would you just find weapons and armor and things?
Like, it's got to be in, like, a chest or something, maybe.
Looky!
We
a
could
chest.
Find one! You can look for things!
Yes, in fact, that you would have to make a roll to find a chest in the woods. Mm-hmm.
I think we should all help her.
I can help. I have gems.
I don't have any more gems.
No, it's just we all look at the same time, and if she can't find it, then someone else rolls.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that works, yeah. Okay.
I can help find things.
If you'd like to spend the gem, you can. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So... if I give you gem...
That's a re-roll, so you can wait until she rolls, and then if she needs to...
So
that's going to be mind.
Mind,
and
okay.
Because you've got your talent for looking for things, that's a d4. So that's like an extra chance.
Okay, an extra d4.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you're rolling both, and you're going to take whichever one's higher.
Okay.
So the d4 is like an extra chance to succeed.
A 7 and a 3.
Okay. And then you guys said you were going to help, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess that means you find a chest in the woods.
Wow.
I guess. Oh, I will roll to see what's in the chest.
Okay.
Oh, no, I said it was a sword and a shield.
Oh, but because it's equipment, I can roll for it to see what is there.
Oh, okay.
But we know.
10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
7, 8, 9. Does it matter that Sentry said that she was looking for a chest with sword and armor in?
It's just she's found a chest. Inside, you do find a helmet. Like a metal helmet.
I have one of those. Would you like the spare? Who would like a spare?
I want a helmet.
I already have a helmet too.
Thank you.
Because I'm a guard.
There's nothing there.
I guess
that's what I rolled, so that's what you find.
No, I know, but she handed me nothing.
I handed her nothing. There was nothing in my
hands. But that's it, you're role-playing!
I thought she was going to actually give me a helmet. I wanted a helmet.
I, I I saw it like it was there? Yeah, and then I handed it to her.
What did it look like?
It was like, it's like silver, and it had a thing in the middle that covers up her nose.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it had like little spikies on the head bit.
Oh,
That's the magic of this game, isn't it?
It's
amazing.
It's amazing.
So you have a helmet. Those of you who have helmets, the guards have this as well.
Then it'll be real.
If you get hurt by a physical thing, then you take one less stamina point.
Okay.
But only if you get hurt by something like those trolls, if you were wearing a helmet or armor.
Oh, I was wearing a helmet this whole time.
Mm. Oh, you have one extra stamina then.
Right.
You would have lost one less.
Should I redo all my lines? Because
No, it's fine. We can just pretend.
Well, I feel like I should muffle my voice, because if I'm wearing a helmet.
Well, a helmet doesn't have to cover the mouth.
Well, my one does.
Okay. Well, from now on, you can muffle your voice.
I will.
Okay.
I'm going to make it very hard for anyone to hear me.
So anyway, you guys make your way towards the tower, and as you begin to approach the stone tower, you see that the area of woods is covered in beautiful moon tulips, which appear pale white.
We needed
that. At night, these flowers glow brightly.
Uh-oh.
The tower, however, is surrounded by a thick wall with thorny hedges, as the wizard wants to keep pesky beasts and creatures like wood trolls away. And so you arrive at the tower, and it's got this big wall around it, and you see these beautiful flowers. But yeah, to get to the tower, you have to get past this hedge wall. What would you like to do?
Well, it's not nighttime yet.
Not
right?
yet. It's getting later.
You don't want
in the
that,
afternoon.
Do we? Because then the master will go.
Exactly.
I get scared at night.
Very scared. Mm. I'm just going to shout as loud as I can. Howard, your best friend, Arvaya's here.
Okay.
And you should just remove all these thorns right now so that we can come in and help.
Okay. Oh, you hear a raspy voice come from the tower within.
No, begone. This wizard is mine. I will take his power.
Oh, is that the evil spirit that's also my best friend?
Yes, it is, Arvia. Hello.
Hello, evil spirit. Could you please not?
But I need this power to live.
Well, you know that Howard the Magnificent's also my best friend.
I regret that situation, but still, I must consume their magic to survive.
That's really affecting our friendship right now, evil spirit.
I'm sorry. Can you not understand my position?
No, well, I also brought my mother and my father.
Hello.
And I don't want to make a bad impression that I'm making bad friends.
I'm making
Perhaps
brownies.
If you could find another source of magic for me to consume.
Well, you know that my father can't see magic, so I think that's quite offensive.
My feelings are hurt right now.
Why don't you make a roll?
Mm.
Make this a heart, well... I guess it's heart. You're being quite mean, but I guess it's heart.
Well, the evil spirit, who's meant to be my best friend, is troubling Howard, who's also my friend.
I guess so. Okay. Well, just roll the dice, and let's see what you get.
Heart. 8.
Oh, that's the maximum. Woo! You get to roll the next dice size up. And
what size
this was going to be a really hard check.
10.
But
no, that's a 12.
This is a 10.
Oh,
that
is a 10.
That's right.
Sorry.
Oh. I corrected Nova.
I know. It happens, you know.
And
sometimes.
Chris Trott corrected Kim. I got a 9.
Oh, that's just what you needed. The spirit says, you
are so right, my friend. Oh, I regret these things I've done. Woe is me. I will release your friend Howard now.
I always knew you had a kind heart, evil spirit, and that's why we became friends in the first place.
Indeed, indeed. And then the tower pulses with magic, and a big flash of magic appears through the tower. And then another voice, Howard's voice. What? Hello there. I will bring down the hedges so you can come inside for tea and biscuits.
Oh.
And then the hedges, a big opening appears in the hedge. And you can step through, and there he is stood in the doorway with the evil spirit, which is this ghostly, wispy black figure, stood beside him, and they welcome you inside.
Mm.
Oh, do I bang my head on the door as we go in?
You do. Yes.
I'm tall.
Take a point of stamina.
Okay.
And here's a friendship gem.
Hey. Friendship, yeah.
Does she bleed?
Maybe I should roll.
Yes!
Oh.
I have a quirk. I don't like blood.
Oh, you no. faint. Have I a friendship faint. Gem.
Is the castle dark?
Not yet.
Okay.
But maybe soon.
Soon, okay.
Oh, is the spirit magical?
I guess it is.
I can't see him. Friendship.
Okay. I guess you get the gem.
Quick, Ayla, what's your quirk?
The spirit's dumb and I hate him. I'm blunt.
Yep.
Thank you.
I guess that works.
Now. That's a lot more. See?
So you're in the tower and Howard the Wizard says,
"Hello, Howard.
How can I help you, good friend Arvia and other friends and family?
Last we met, you said that you would give us the next spell scroll for free. And here we are. We need a spell scroll.
I guess I did. oh, but it's somewhere in my tower and I don't know where it is. You'll have to help me search for it."
Well, that seems silly to not know where it is in your tower, Blunt.
You can only have three of these at a time.
Oh, I win then! I got three.
She did it!
Yeah, she's won.
Well
yeah.
done,
she's
everybody.
Won. Oh, right, is that it?
Yeah. No.
Ayla's won.
No, because you haven't saved the festival. You've got to get this roll and head back to the festival.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but now you're all here, you can help me search my tower to find the scroll.
All right.
So, all right. Why don't you all make a mind dice roll.
Mine.
And then if you get enough successes, you can find it.
One.
Okay, that's a failure.
Did Harold say that?
Howard
say that.
I got a five.
So that's a success.
Does that mean that within this world, they're aware that they are rolling mind dice?
No, Howard didn't say the rolling mind dice. Howard said the thing about the scroll not being able to be found. I'm saying that as Rosemeadow. That
right,
you have
I just
wanted
to
roll.
Clear up the
No, we,
the,
you don't
the
know
lore.
That you're rolling dice. These are to represent the whims of fate and chance.
Oh, in that case, I say to Howard, I'm going to roll a mind dice.
Okay.
Six.
That's a success.
Hey.
Okay.
I got a one.
Oh, no, so that's two successes and two failures. So Matthew.
I got a four.
A four, that is quite, no, this is gonna be, that's not enough. You would need to be able to, you could use a friendship token to re-roll that dice if you
have
one.
No.
Oh, well, if somebody else has one, they can spend one.
I have three, I have loads.
Oh,
you can have one of mine because I already won.
Okay, so you can spend one to re-roll it.
Yeah. A one.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh, do you want another one?
Well, if you spend two, you can make it with a better dice.
Yeah.
So you can roll the 10-sided dice now.
There, okay.
Thank you.
See, I won, so I can give them away.
A nine.
Oh that's a success.
Yay.
So by working together as with Howard and the evil spirit, and you all working together, you pour through Howard's wizard tower, looking at all different books and scrolls and all these different things, until eventually you pull out one, and Howard says, "That's it. That's my weather clearing scroll.
Wow.
And as I promised, Dagus, you can have that one for free."
Well, thank you.
For helping free me from the evil spirit, too. What a favor I owe you.
Thank you, Howard. Also, there's three trolls outside who want to say sorry for hitting your tower.
I will speak to them later, those pesky trolls. But, they're lovable folks, but they do wreck my tower something rotten.
Well, they wanted to say sorry, and also I wanted to say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Yes, but you should be rushing back to the festival, because it's nearly nighttime and it will be starting soon.
Oh, wow.
And when you look outside, the sun is beginning to set, and you know that you have to trek through the woods, and you have to cross the river once again.
But it's becoming nighttime.
It's becoming nighttime.
And then Matthew's going to die.
I'm going to get very scared.
Gonna get very scared, but it's not dark yet.
Okay.
Okay, we need to rush back as soon as we can. Mm-hmm. Howard, do you know any transportation spells?
I don't know.
Well, I remember that you do.
Remember that time you turned my horse into seven horses?
You've just reminded me of that time I cast multiple horses spell.
Yeah.
I'll do it again. And Howard goes outside and he waves his hands and your horse becomes six horses.
6, that's weaker than before, Howard. It was 7 before.
Okay, I guess it's 7 then.
Well done, Howard. Just as powerful as I remember you can be.
That's me! Best okay. You rush on back for the festival.
Wow, this game is easy.
Now, you two get along because you're both my best friends, Evil Spirit and Howard.
We will, yes. We will work together now. Howard will help me find another way to feed on magic.
Don't suck his soul now, Spirit, that I can't see. It's friendship. I can't see. Can't see.
Well, you've already had that, though, because you've got.
I know. I tried to talk to the spirit, but I can't see him.
But it's not every time.
Not every time.
If he needs feeding and he's hungry, can I give him some donuts? I've got 2 more baked goods.
Sure. Yeah. Of course you can. Yeah. You give him some lovely donuts.
Here you go, friends of my son Howard.
Howard's like, thank you very much. I'll take these. The spirit says, oh, I would love one of these, but. Sugary treats are too, and he points at his wispy form. Should stave off.
I use no refined sugar, so it's fine.
Oh, I guess that's fine then. And then they happily eat the donuts as they wave goodbye.
Bye.
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 And you have horses now, so you quickly make your way back through the woods, but then you get to the river and that bridge is still broken. And it's now nighttime, so Matthew, it's all scary, but you can have a friendship gem because it's nighttime.
Yes,
and that's going to make it harder for you to do any of your rolls, your dice rolls.
So the log from earlier, is that still there?
No, it's floated away.
Oh, no.
How far?
180 miles.
So far. That's ridiculous.
That's quite fast.
And also quite specific.
I'm looking at the table, so this is my first time, so I'm just going
You're
by what the
great game
is. Okay, no, okay.
I forgot it was you, Rosemary.
I feel so
time.
Immersed.
I thought you were Howard.
Okay, good. But yes, you have to cross the bridge, and it's nighttime, and it's nearly time for the stargazing and launching the lanterns. What are you going to do?
At the speed that the log is going and the time that we've been gone, we could wait here maybe 10 minutes and it'll go all the way around Arois and back to us again.
I don't think that's
we can play Frogger.
Are there going to be more logs?
Yes, there are going to be more logs.
We're going to play Frogger, aren't we?
Okay, well, I guess then everybody make a body dice roll to see if you can jump across the river.
Can I dance? With
yes, you can use your dancing like you did before.
Yeah.
I rolled a 9.
A 9, that's good. That's a success.
Can I use 2 friendship points to upgrade my dice? I only have a 4.
Yes, so you can make it a d6. Oh, but wonderful. You have to spend the points.
There you go.
I got an 8 and a 1.
An 8 and a 1. 8's a success.
I'm going to use my friendship dice because I only
re-roll
got
it.
2.
Okay, that's great. What did you get, Quill?
I got a 4.
Oh. A 4? Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Oh,
that's
dear.
That's a 1.
That's still not very good.
Mm.
Okay, and then what does Matthew get?
Matthew got
a
2.
And Quasar. A 2. Oh, no.
But does he said it makes things difficult at night. Does that mean...
Oh, I would normally make your dice lower, but that's the lowest dice you can have. Oh. So you're just already scared and it's hard for you to jump across. What did Quasar get?
I said, I got 8.
8, okay, sorry. There's a lot of people talking at once.
That's fair, they do
okay,
do a lot.
And then we got a 4. So, mm-hmm. Oriah and Quasar both managed to jump across all these different logs
dance.
And lily pads. Dance across as they come swooshing by. You jump across the logs and the lily pads and you get to the other side. But the rest of you, so Dagus, you managed to get across, but you go quite slowly and you do get a little bit wet. So that's 2 stamina points.
Oh, okay.
But Matthew and Arvia, unless the others do something to help you, you're going to fall into the icy river again.
Well, of course I'm going to help my son.
How would you want to help them?
Can I create a beat so that he can dance across as well? Because maybe he's learnt from my feisty dance moves.
Sure, I guess that's okay. Yep.
Well, that's awakening a very happy memory of when we used to do dance class together, and I had only just forgotten about that log jumping dance that we learned for my 5th birthday, and it's all coming back now that you're doing
you
that same
beat. You can
roll
body again, I guess.
Right.
You can re-roll another time.
4.
Okay, so you do get a little bit wet, just like Dagus did, but that's going to be 2 stamina points that you lose.
Okay.
But what about Matthew? Is anyone going to help Matthew?
I can give the end of the shovel to
Okay. You can re-roll again, Matthew, if you like, because Araya is helping.
Oh, thank you.
Give the handle.
A two. Matthew takes another 3-4 points of stamina damage.
Matthew is
unconscious.
Yeah.
He's not dead. You're not dead. Okay. You can't die. You can't die in the game. But yeah, unfortunately, Matthew is soaked by the icy cold waters and falls unconscious again.
In the river?
Uh-huh.
The rate that the water is going, Matthew's gone.
Well, it's 18 miles away.
Yes, I did say that about the log, didn't I?
This is the most powerful water I've ever
60
seen.
60 miles.
60 miles.
Zoom.
But it's okay because
the bear
that you were trying to befriend earlier plucks you before you go downstream and drags you up onto the shore and is going to warm you up and
bear hug.
Raise you. He's going to bear hug and raises you as their bear son. And the rest of you, you make it back to town and you present the scroll to Mare Moonshimmer, and she uses her magic to clear away the skies and all the beautiful stars are
on. I can't see that. Friendship. Yes.
And then you spend the evening making paper lanterns.
Because Matthew's now been raised by a bear, I have to work extra hours so I can't see the lanterns.
It's okay because there's another guard called Lucy, who's just joined the guard, and she's going to help take over.
Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm looking forward to working together.
Wow, we shouldn't waste any time talking. You should get to work.
Okay.
I have to take today off.
Okay. Enjoy the festival with your mum and dad.
How did you know I had a mum and dad?
Because everyone does.
Not everyone.
So, you save the festival, and you all, that's it, that's the adventure! Yay!
Oh my god.
Did we win? Line and sinker for that one.
You won!
You won! And if we ever play again, you guys will level up, so you'll be a different level. Ooh. And that means that you get to increase things like your talents and things like that.
So I was a level one dwarf?
Yes, you are level one merchant.
Oh, what do I get when I level up?
So you get to make what your talent one better. So if it was a D6, it goes up to a D8.
I'm even better at climbing now.
Yes, and also one of your three stats you get to make better.
Hmm. Okay.
And that's it, that's what you get for leveling up. And Mare Moonshimmer will give you all 20 gold each for saving the festival.
I have 90 gold now.
Yay!
And that's it, that's my game. That's Bakers and Boxes.
Wow, thank you, Rosemeadow.
That's amazing.
I'm sorry, I'm not a very good storyteller.
No,
I'm pretty sure I got a lot of the rules wrong. I'm pretty sure that you can't just make things up as players, but you guys were having fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
That's what matters. Yeah, maybe we can play again sometime. Yeah,
we should, because it really helps forget about the real world for a moment, doesn't it?
Until you say that, yes.
Okay.
And that the looming threat of the
Starbase forces. Yeah. And of course, we have to go to the Feywild soon, so.
Yes, that's true. You keep talking about that. I don't know what that is or what's going
to
happen.
No, I need to explain
it all to
you. Oh, brilliant. Yay! Wowie!
Friends forever.
Friends forever. Friendship gems for everyone.
Oh, great.
Oh, we get more?
No, that was a joke.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Mm. And that, we fade out. Camera pan out to you all playing and enjoying your evening.
Holy crap.
Dear God.
Was that everything you thought that would be?
Do you know what's fun? Like, being, you know, I guess I can say I'm a decent dungeon master. Playing a bad dungeon master is actually like I think, and because Rosemeadow was never going to be a mean dungeon master, so it's just basically like when Tom's found this loophole of like, I'm just going to make stuff up, I was like, she would just say yes!
I'm a new player, so I'm just like,
exactly. You're like,
this
yes,
is how we
sure.
play the game, I guess.
That was like a masterclass of how I imagine so many D&D games have actually gone for like people who don't know what they're doing. Of like, so I can just make stuff up? I find a sword. Okay, I guess so.
Whereas you just tell us to shut up.
Yeah, I'm just like, shut up, that's not how the game works.
Shut up, you fucking idiot.
Well, no,
that's amazing.
It's not how you play D&D, but it is how you play B&B.
I will say as well, obviously, anybody who's familiar with the game, I based most of those rules on the excellent Tales of Equestria.
Oh, nice.
I've run this before. It's the My Little Pony role-playing game, but it's very, very good for that kind of simple, kind of kid-friendly RPG.
Yeah, the actual using the dice mechanics. And then upgrading them to the next one.
Like it's a really comprehensive little RPG, but it's very simple.
Obviously, we took advantage of it a little bit.
Yeah, of course, just a little. But, friendship gem.
Friendship gem.
I see magic. I'd like another one.
Gem, you're an asshole. Friendship gem.
Gem, please.
But yeah, that was it. Thanks, guys.
Amazing.
Fun little fun. Christmas special from the High Rollers team. Thank you so much. Check us out in the other stuff that we do. High Rollers D&D. Check out the rest of the Jingle Jam if there's any more. Keep donating. Get that bundle.
Yeah.
Jinglejam.tiltify.com. Do it now.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.